In today's gospel, we hear this line, "Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." And the reason why that is so important is because we have a human notion of perfection so often in our minds. And so we seek to be perfect the way we think we are called to be perfect. And it's not many times really aligned with the perfection to which God calls us to. So that's something always important to ask ourselves. Have we tried to enter into a spirit of human perfectionism versus what type of perfectionism God asks us to do? For example, God does not always ask us to be successful in every endeavor. Sometimes as human beings, we think, oh, I didn't do well in this particular thing, I failed God. That's a notion of human perfectionism. If we have done what God asked us to do in a given situation, whether we were successful or not successful, we were perfect as our Heavenly Father has asked us to be perfect because we sought to do the will of God, we tried our best, and whether it had the end result that we ourselves would have liked does not matter. So what's important to remember in key to this idea of heavenly perfection is, are we seeking to do the will of God each day to the best of our abilities? And are we letting go of this notion of human perfectionism of, well, I accomplished this particular task? And remind ourselves, what do we have in front of us? A crucifix. In one sense, this is viewed as a failure. We forget this sometimes. To have all of your followers, but a few, abandon you in your moment of greatest need, to basically be killed by the people you came to save, in the eyes of the world, that would seem like a colossal and massive failure. And yet, why do we have crucifixes so prevalent in our Catholic churches? To remind us that many times, when it seems like there's the greatest failure, there's actually the greatest success. Our Lord perfectly did the will of his Heavenly Father. Many others did not do what God asked them to do during our Lord's Passion, but Jesus did. And so he was successful even in that moment when many times it could seem like he was a failure. That's the model of heavenly perfection that we need to hold on to and to remind ourselves, it does not matter whether we are successful in the eyes of the world, but have we sought to do the will of God to the best of our ability?